Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the July 21st, 2007 GMX International Nationwide Conference Call. My name is Larry Brown, and I'll be hosting your call this morning. First, I want to do a few introductions. Introducing our product. GMX product is a magnetic equipment for treating hard water, and when used, it gives all the same benefits of softened water, but without any of the hassles or negative side effects of using a saltwater softener. And we have equipment to treat residential, commercial, institutional, meaning things like schools and restaurants, hospitals, and then also agricultural applications with our equipment. We also use the same equipment for treating fuels so that the fuel burns more completely. And the benefits of this is that we have an increase in performance, such as power, horsepower, increase in either miles per gallon or hours per gallon, as the case might be if you're a heavy equipment operator or farmer or somebody who drives in city traffic. Hours per gallon more than miles per gallon is where we help you. And then we also help reduce emissions and keep the engine cleaner. So that's our product for treating hard water and for treating fuels. GMX as a company is a manufacturing company located in Chino, California. It was established back in 1992, so in our 15th year of doing business. The company is very focused and manufactures essentially one product in four different sizes and distributes this product throughout the U.S. through independent business people and distributes internationally through designated importers. My name is Larry Brown. I'm a marketing director with GMX. I have been a GMX customer since 1993 and was very pleased with what it did on our house, even though I began as a very skeptical person. My wife joined GMX as a business, or added GMX to her business very shortly after we became customers, and then I joined her in the GMX business in 1995 and has been my full-time business since that time. I do have three guests with us today and who are going to share their experiences in using GMX in their own personal uses. And I'm going to begin by introducing a gentleman named Kevin, who lives in Placitas, New Mexico. And we installed GMX on Kevin's home about a month or a little bit over a month ago. Kevin is an engineer by training and currently works as a district sales coordinator for a nationally known insurance company named Aflac. And Kevin had experience in the past in other homes that he had owned with using the saltwater softening. And with that introduction, I'm going to turn it over to Kevin and let Kevin, if you will tell your story about your history with hard water treatment and now with GMX.
All right. Well, thanks, Larry. Appreciate that. So yes, I spent about 25 years in Phoenix, and I had four different homes there. And obviously, the water there is pretty hard. So I went ahead and started out with a Colwigan system at my very first house and had a bad experience there with a couple of problems. Twice the timer unit went out, and once the salt unit that held all the salt cracked, and I had to empty the whole thing out. So kind of a problem. And then I had three other houses, had saltwater systems in each one of those. And they worked okay other than the extreme maintenance, maintaining the level of salt. And then I always had that salt flavor on the strength of water, so we always had to go with the bottled water. When I moved to New Mexico, obviously the water there is very hard as well. So I was looking around for a softening system and came across the ad from Larry for GMX, and I was really interested in it. And since I am an engineer by trade, that's where my background is, I really liked the technology. So I talked to Larry a couple times, got the information sent to me, and we decided to try it out. So we installed it, gosh, what was it, 2 months ago, Larry?
About that. Mm-hmm.
So I've had it on board now for a couple of months, and we flushed the hot water system a couple times and gotten a lot of the scale out of there. But my experience so far has been, number one, there's obviously no salt taste in the water, so that's great, and it's cleared up all that, and I see an improvement in the ice. But it's really easy to see the improvement that it's made, number one, in washing the dishes. So on the glasses, there was always a residue on the glasses from the hard water. Even with using Jet Dry and things like that, we still had stuff on there. So this really looks a lot better now on the glasses. And then there was residue all over the inside of the dishwasher. It's a stainless steel dishwasher. And over the last couple of months, with just normal washing, it started to clean a lot of that up. The residue is a lot less. So overall, it's been great. You know, don't have the salt flavor when we drink it. And in general, I noticed that the body, right, you don't get that dryness of the body when you shower two or three times a day, especially in the summer with the heat. So my experience has been great so far. Larry did a great installation, did it on the weekend for us, which made it a lot easier, and very, very happy overall.
Thank you, Kevin. And you brought up two different aspects. The way I try and explain and talk about the GMX, both the mineral control on the one hand, and the other hand, the what we might call the conditioning effects. And you describe both of those on the mineral control. It's preventing and then also descaling what's the hard stuff that's already built up on the inside of the water heater and pipes and faucets, and also controlling on the surface where you get the spotting and residues and reducing that. And I think you mentioned to me that you had seen some definite improvement on some of your fixtures with the descaling of the surface scale there.
Right. Yes, it was very, very evident in the dishwasher. And then I can see where on the shower heads and things of that nature, the sink, there had been buildup already on all of those after having lived there for nearly a year. And I can see where a lot of that starting to soften and fall off. So you can see there's definitely an improvement in existing scale that's built up in terms of removing it.
Great. Great. And then the conditioning effects of the detergents working better, and I certainly appreciate your business and your being a GMX customer and being so supportive to take time out. I know you're on the road traveling today, and I know how that is. And so if you have any final comments, you're welcome to make them. And otherwise, you can stay with us, or if you need to get back on the road, we understand and appreciate that very much.
Okay. Well, I think I'm going to sign off at this time, but if you do need, if you have any other questions or if you need a testimonial for somebody else in the Placitas area, I've talked to a couple of folks in my neighborhood, and we'll see if we can't get a couple other people to go with this technology.
Fantastic, Kevin. Thank you so much for your support.
You're welcome. You guys have a great day. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. And next, I would like to introduce Raymond, and Raymond is many things. Raymond is a real estate investor who is president of the board of a condo association called High Sierra Condo Association in Ruidoso, New Mexico, and which is a very hard water area. Raymond has much prior experience in his life in electrical wiring and plumbing and heating and those sorts of things. And in addition to that, by professional training and by career as an electronic specialist, and has worked for a national laboratory for 43 years and now continues as a consultant for them as we speak. And Raymond called me in and we did a test application on two of the, I believe it's seven buildings in their condo association, and I appreciate that very much. And Ray, if you would be so kind as to let us know your experiences having the GMX on.
Yeah, this is Raymond Peabody, and High Sierra is up in the Camelot Mountain at Ruidoso, and we have a total of 28 units there, plus a clubhouse, swimming pool, and that. And we put units on the clubhouse and on one building, which had actually two units in it. And in the experiences, speak of the clubhouse first, the hot water heater that we had in the clubhouse, we had to replace. It was so full of sediment. And since we've replaced it, we've been flushing it, and we've been getting some sediment out of it, which we classify as descaling. And we also do our own laundry in the clubhouse, in one of the basement, and we've noticed that the washers don't have to use near as much laundry detergent now as we've had to use in the past in doing the laundry, and things come out a lot smoother. And also the help when they wash their hands and that sort of thing, we can notice the difference in the water. It feels soft, and you don't get that dryness feeling from what you do in with hard water. And also on all of the aerators in the sinks and in the clubhouse, in the restrooms, and in the kitchen part we have, is once we have cleaned off the buildup of sediment around the aerators, those things have not been plugged up since then. And we've had that now. Larry's going to have to help me. I forget exactly the time frame when we installed it. It hasn't been quite a year, I don't think.
No, I believe we installed it back in either March or April.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so after, and since that time, we have not had any buildup on the aerators and that. And then on the units we have installed on, the again, the, oh, one other thing, the washing of dishes and stuff that we do in the clubhouse, we used to get have to wipe off and dry them very quickly before the sediment would set in on those. But now we can air dry those with no sediment whatsoever. They come out crystal clear on all of the dishes. And then in the units themselves, in checking those, we have different people in there every week. And those people have reported that things are better than what they have been in the past. And we still need the hot water heaters. One of those is a fairly new one, and we flush it periodically, and have been getting just some of the de-skilling out of it, just a little bit in the bottom of one. And recently we had to replace the bottom heating element. All of our hot water heaters are electric, and we had to replace the element last a week ago. And we took out sediment out of there, about a 3/4 of a 5-gallon pail of sediment was taken out. And this was all loose stuff. It wasn't compacted like it does has been in the past when we had to replace element, when we had to chip everything out of there. That when we just take it out, it flushes out, and we're having to get it out of there. So we're looking forward to seeing how that develops further in the future. But we are very happy with it, and looking forward to in a few months trying to install some more units in our other buildings.
I have to admit that when I came the first day and looked at everything with you, had I had any less experience or years of experience with GMX, it's the kind of thing that would be very scary to embark on. You are in an area with extreme hardness and just a tremendous amount of scale buildup going on in the water heaters and a lot on the surfaces of the aerators, I was very pleased to see that coming off of there when I was there for the follow-up visit about a month ago.
Right. Yeah. And we're very happy and keeping a close eye on it, and we'll be making a judgment on adding here in the next couple of months.
Well, and I think the other thing that I would like to make a point for all of our listeners, either today or in the month ahead on the website, is that your application, Ray, is an excellent example of this being a process, and once we get the GMX on there, one of the huge benefits is this descaling and redissolving process to help clean up the existing scale, both on the inside and the outside of the system, the surfaces, and on the inside of the water heater. However, it is an ongoing process. It's not like magically overnight. It's all gone and disappeared. And I think your experience and your understanding of that from the beginning is what's made this so possible, and I appreciate that. And I think that's what you, in through your story, is very evident, that progressively we're continuing to soften up and descale that, and then it's a matter of continuing to clean that off and flush it out. The process is what I wanted to kind of bring a specific spotlight to, and that's what we can help most everybody with these hard water problems. Some it goes very quickly, and some it takes a little bit longer. But the descaling process is a huge benefit, and the fact that you appreciate the process aspect of that and give it some time to work is what we appreciate.
Right.
So, and again, we appreciate your business and support. Is there anything final that you would like to add before we move to our next guest?
I think that'll do it for me now.
Okay. Thanks again for your support. And next, I would like to introduce a gentleman, Jim Woodard in Texas. And Jim is a long-term GMX, both customer and representative or distributor. But at the same time, Jimmy has had a long career and a year or so ago, retired from a long career as an area director in the Texas Natural Resource and Conservation Service, and now in his retirement years is nothing less than the state coordinator for emergency services through ORCA, the Office of Rural Communities. And
they don't ask people to identify themselves on the phone.
And whoever's talking in the background, if you could listen for a second, and Jimmy,
yes, go ahead.
Let me go ahead and turn it over to you again, Jimmy, longtime GMX representative. And what we've asked Jimmy to do today is to speak especially about agricultural applications and irrigation applications. And Jimmy, if you'll go ahead, and I think what I'll do while you start is mute the background noise.
Okay, thank you, Larry. In my experience, and like you said, we've been several years as a distributor and had a very good working relationship with GMX as a distributor. But it all began similar to many of you, and that is as a customer, seeing what it could do in our home. And it was a process, or still a process, for distributors, I feel like, to remember that our basis is our what we can do for the homes, and that's kind of the backbone of GMX, as we've seen. But with my agricultural background, the thing that I noticed is that hard water is very effective there in that area. So we had to, you know, see in our minds and our imaginations, we tried to move right on into that. So, and that's what we did. And we've had several people talk about poultry and dairies and beef cattle and that kind of thing. But I'd like to move into the area that I did and give you the confidence to springboard right into it. My experience began when I was listening to our distributors who put them on a home, and then they would see results maybe in their yard or maybe in their flower bed, less white buildup on the flower beds and maybe as they fresh cut lawn grass, maybe it didn't burn it quite as much right at first, and those kind of things. Well, that's just the same principles that we learned there. We moved on over into agriculture. My first installation was several years ago, and we worked with a man who had drip irrigation. That's where you lay some plastic pipe below the root zone and have little emitters that allow the water to soak into the soil and for the plants there. It happened to be under cotton. But his point was, is with such hard water, the emitters would clog, and they were having to use acid-based fertilizer or some acid through it quite often to be sure that that didn't happen. And that is one of the detriments of hard water and a drip irrigation system like that. And so that was where we started, and we put them on this system there. And that's probably been like 9 years ago, I think, somewhere in that neighborhood. And the results has been very good, and he's reduced the amount and may not even be using any acids to flush out to try to protect his system. And that was what our intent was to protect the system. Well, we found out in the meantime that it did not only there, it did similar to what the homes were telling us about the better growth of flowers, and we've heard in orchards and things like that. Well, this is what happened with this cotton plant, and he kept up with it for 2 or 3 years there and noticed an increase in yield. And I think every one of you know that in agriculture there are so many variables to having a good production of crop, and if you can see increase, then that's just a plus too. So not only were we protecting his system, but also he got an increase in production. Well, the natural thing then was to look at circle systems. A lot in our country are quarter mile long. There's some that are half a mile, that kind of thing. And so we moved right on into it. This would be the sprinklers or even the LEPA systems, the spray systems below the pipe that's in the circle as they irrigate. And the old Ogallala Formation is where this water is coming from underground, and it's very, very hard. So hard that really the first installation I had was in visiting with a gentleman who had a circle system, but the water was so hard that it would have begun to eat holes in the lateral line pipes that was moving, you know, above the crops, and made an easy installation to start with. And there's some of this across the whole United States where they have the tower itself is good, so they've swung below it with PVC pipe and installed below and was going that way. But he knew he had a hard water problem. And so that was our first installation there. He was able to put it on that system. He was complaining that it was also cotton, and he was complaining that he could not water the, if, in other words, if there wasn't enough moisture to sprout and allow the cotton to come up to a stand and be get started, that he couldn't water it because the water was so hard, and that hard water would actually kill his little sensitive plants. And so that was you know, how we by nature tend to go to the extreme situations. Well, that is definitely an extreme, but it proved to be very, very successful. He saw a difference in the you know, if he did some pre-watering before he planted the crop, sometimes that tended to want to crust real bad because of the heavy buildup of the minerals that come from the water right in that top layer of the soil. And he noticed an improvement in that. In other words, it stayed in solution. The hardness or the hard water chemicals there, or the, well, sodium, calcium carbonate is probably what it was, but instead of being so white on top of the ground and forming a crust that when he planted in it, and it would be hard enough that it would even prevent the plant from coming through, that he noticed an improvement in that, also an improvement in yields. So that's a second operation that we've seen, and since then we've seen it happen in other cases with circle systems like that. The spraying of the water on the leaves, just like I talked about earlier, the grass catching a little bit of a burn, well, whatever plant they put it on would do the same thing, but if it could stay in solution and not burn the leaves as it was put on with the spray, soaked into the ground better. Lots of times through circle systems they run a little fertilizer and things like that, and we found that it seemed like that stayed in solution better, allowing it to get to the roots and be absorbed by the plants and hip it that way. I've also seen and been a part of an installation of what we call a side roll or a lateral roll irrigation system on some wheels that roll laterally across the field. Normally that's aluminum pipe. It runs a quarter to somewhere length of that way. And it's been very, very successful. It still sprinklers again. And if we can keep the water, you know, keep it in a better physical condition where it can not damage the plant as it goes across the leaves and on into the ground and be absorbed. But I think that's where our success is. The same old rules that we saw back when we installed on a house, you're looking at larger pipe, and you heard the second gentleman talk about a little bit better with his where he's putting it on the pipes, but we still have our rules for what type pipe we put it on, and the size of pipe we size it up, and you're doing the same way. Larry, the agriculture might be a little bit more forgiving, in my opinion, that's just mine, but a little bit more forgiving because it's a constant flow when it's going. In a home or sometimes our commercials, buildings and things, we have a in other words, we'll go a while and then turn the faucet off, and so it sits, and then it'll flow and sits. And so we have to be a little more critical of how we install. But maybe with agriculture, where you have a constant flow, and it's above ground most of the time once it comes out of the your main lines and that kind of thing, I think it's a little more forgiving in that it's not in the soil picking back up the charges, so it stays treated maybe a little longer.
Right.
And maybe it's since it's a constant flow, it moves and it's out on the ground and going in before we have time for it to revert back. And that's some of my experiences. And I've taken up quite a bit of time. Larry, let me revert back to you and see what else that I might need to cover.
Well, I think that's very, very good, Jimmy. And the thoughts going through my mind, let me just add a little bit, is I certainly understand what you're saying about the being more forgiving with the constant flow. The other thing that's gone through my mind in talking about some agricultural applications is the level of treatment we get may be plenty to keep the scaling under control in the sprinkler system or irrigation system. And then, of course, depending on the length of the flow and a few other things, the results in the yields are something that I'm glad that they've been very noticeable or a doc, you know, where you were able to document them in there. And I think that's where if we were going strictly for increases in yields, we might have to be a little bit more critical or careful about if we did need to retreat after distances and things like that. So
I think you're exactly right. And really, I think when you look at agriculture, there's lots and lots of inputs into it. And we definitely are a major player in some of these inputs. And it is a management, just like everything that they do. But I feel like that we're a very important player and shouldn't be bashful about us as distributors about stepping up and remembering what we learned is basics, just projected on over into the agricultural field.
And not make magical claims, things like that.
Absolutely.
Just be common sense about it. There are papers back from or references to papers back some probably 40 years ago by Dr. Cronenberg referring to them, and these were studies done with growth of piglets and growth of cotton and some citrus and things like that in California through Cal Poly University. And his final statement as he referred to those was some of these had quite good result and good enough that they were hesitant to report them without, you know, many follow-up studies of repeatability. And that's the way science works. And the bottom line is that we know there's a benefit. It's difficult in today's requirements of scientific proof to get to that level of being able to say definitively, but the results are there, and we see it so many times. And so that's where, as individuals, we need to take that on with a lot of common sense and take advantage of those benefits, I think. Well, Jim, Jimmy, I appreciate your input very much, and I think I would like to take a moment for maybe 5 minutes of questions or something like that. So as we close this portion of the call, if everybody will bear with, we'll close this portion of the call and then open it up separately for questions here in a moment. Again, want to thank all of my speakers. Raymond, I appreciate you being on. Jimmy, and everybody who joined us today, thank you very much. Anybody who is listening on, again, either today or later on through the internet, please get back with the person who invited you to the call if you are considering GMX as a customer to use in your own application. Remember that we do have the money-back guarantee. We're that confident, and we have that much proof behind our product just performs so well that we do back it with a money-back guarantee. Please get back in touch with the person that invited you to listen to this and talk to them about the next step. If you are listening on today, thinking about being involved with this as a company, we are in the very beginning stages of a planned expansion. And we are doing a lot of good, and we're not even beginning to scratch the surface of the good that we could be doing for customers out there throughout the United States, not to mention internationally. So we would welcome the inquiries from serious people to look at joining us in the effort of marketing and installing GMX throughout the country. Get back with the person who invited you. We'd welcome questions at the corporate level and anything I can help as far as any of those questions, I'd be very happy to. So again, thank you for sharing part of your Saturday morning with us, and get back with the person who invited you and anybody who wants to bear with us for a few minutes, and we will have some questions. And with that, we're going to officially end the July 21st, 2007 conference call.